Yep. But real specific. Yeah.
Hello, this is Dreamer.
Yeah, is Antoinette in?
Antoinette?
Yeah.
Who's calling?
It's Patrick with Cardiff.
With Cardiff?
With Bank of Cardiff? Is this Antoinette?
Yeah, what is Bank of Cardiff? I don't know that.
I was just calling about a recent inquiry you had about a business loan from us.
Okay, hold on. Let me give you the whole deal with it, okay?
Okay.
Yes, hello?
Yeah, hello?
Yeah.
This is Patrick with Bank of Cardiff. I was just calling about a recent inquiry for a business loan from us.
Yeah, that was Antoinette you were speaking to, but she's the one authorized me, but she didn't know the particular name. We got the reference here in front of us with a reference 2411-340-10059-5425. She's the president. I'm the executive director.
Perfect. Is now a good time for you guys to talk?
Yes. She was trying to convince me to go with her on one of her clinical stuff, but then I'll go eventually.
Okay, that's fine. Could I just confirm a few more pieces of information about the business before I answer any questions?
Yeah, I was just doing the last section, and the last section is the reference.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I was just doing that, but go ahead.
All right. So I'm calling with, you guys are calling with Dreamers Home Healthcare, right?
Yeah.
And you guys are in Columbus, Ohio?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then phone number 614-895-0267?
Correct.
Perfect. And the best email to reach you guys at?
Yeah, we put that acelestinkey@yahoo.com.
Yeah, perfect. That's the one I have. And then who did you say I was speaking with?
Bashiel Smith.
Could you spell out your first name, sorry?
B like in boy, A, Apple, S, Ship, H, Hospital, I, Inc., E, Elephant, L, Lazy.
Okay, and what was your title?
Executive Director.
Executive Director, perfect. And Antoinette is the president. Vice President for you guys?
She's the President and CEO.
Okay, and then how do you guys structure the business?
Like how?
Like, are you a LLC, corporation?
Partnership.
LLC. Partnership?
Yeah, but we asked, the consultant said that we should make it an S corporation. Don't ask me what that means, I don't know, but we just did it.
You guys just made it an S corp then?
S corporation.
Right, you said you just filed for an S corp?
Yes, and they give it to us retroactively January. Now, what that is supposed to mean, the difference, I don't know, but when the accountant says you do it, then you do it.
Right. So what are you guys at right now? Did you say a partnership or an LLC?
Yeah, LLC.
Okay.
S corporations. Something.
And you'll be the S corp in January?
No, we already they did it retroactively.
Well, what do you mean by that? Could you just explain that a little more?
That the S corporation will start January of 2016, not 2017.
Okay. Okay, I see. So you guys are S corp then?
Yeah.
Okay, so basically we have a few different programs depending on what you guys are specifically looking to do. So if you could just tell me a little bit more about what you're looking to do, I can point you in the right direction.
Yeah, we want working capital for the Hubbuff expansion. And because we're going to add a fast food, we just...
You said you're looking for capital for the expansion? What do you got?
Passport program. You know, passport, I don't mean physical passport. It's a program where we cater to seniors, you know, cleaning up their houses, looking
mm-hmm.
after them. Yeah.
Yeah, I was just going to ask about that, too. That's what the business you guys do.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys have, like, a team of, you know, cleaners and whatnot. And
home health aides and nurses.
Okay, I see.
We provide nursing services.
And what are you guys expanding? Is it the location you guys are currently at or to a new one? Or could you just elaborate a little more?
Increase the employees.
Okay, so you guys are going to bring on more employees? How many are you guys looking to bring on?
We didn't know yet, according to how much we can afford.
I see. How much capital were you guys looking to bring on?
Well, how much we qualify for, if we qualify.
Okay, I see. Well, to help give you a little better idea, you know, what it is we can unlock for you guys, one of our main factors is gross annual sales. So what did you guys do for 2015 in sales?
579.
You said 579?
Mm.
Okay, so, you know, based off that, we should be able to get you guys about 50 to 70K, you know, depending on what you guys would be using that for and, you know, if everything worked out. You know, would that be a qualifying amount for you guys?
That would be fine.
Okay, and when are you guys looking to bring this on by?
At the earliest convenience.
Okay, so as soon as possible? Okay, perfect. We have a really fast turnaround over here, too, so, you know, and I know it's only Monday, too, so, you know, generally we can give you an approval with about 24 hours of receiving, you know, the file, and then we can fund in about 48 on pond getting approval.
What are you talking about?
Just the application. And then to give you guys, you know, a little better idea, what's the credit like for Antoinette and the business as well?
I don't know.
Do you guys know maybe like a ballpark, good, bad?
I really don't know that. I don't discuss that with her. Mine is not good, yeah.
That's fine, too. Any idea for the business?
Well, the business gets credit?
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's fine too. Nothing to worry about. Back to the sales though. What were you guys tracking for this year, 2016?
Well, something in the same neighborhood, depending on what happens.
Okay. Are you guys having a better year so far? Or?
That's just okay.
Okay. Did you guys switch anything up, or just kind of having, you know, about the same as last year?
The same as last year.
Okay, for sure. And how long have you guys been in business for?
Since July 2014.
2014, you said?
2012.
You said July?
Of 2012.
Did Antoinette open it up herself, or?
Yeah, we both did it together.
Oh, you both did it? Okay, well, how'd you guys get in the industry, too? Was it just,
She's a nurse.
Okay, so kind of wanted to open up her own thing? Nice, that's a good idea. How's it been for you guys? Are you guys enjoying, you know, your own business?
Yeah, trying the best if we can.
Yeah, I understand that one, too. You're out there in Columbus, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and then, have you guys looked into financing anywhere else for this, or just kind of returning the mailer that you got from us?
Yeah, we're returning it to you.
Okay, have you guys looked anywhere else, or explored any other avenues?
No, but what difference does that make? I mean, you send me an application and you want me to send it back to you, right?
Right. No, just trying to see, because we have a few different programs over here and a match or beat policy. So if you guys did have any other offers from anybody else, we could get you something better to work with. So.
No, I just wanted to do directly with
you. Right. That's fine, too. Have you guys, what about a local bank out there in Ohio? Do you guys have one that you tend to lean on when you do need financing?
No, I mean, if that was so, then why would I come to you?
No, it's fine. I'm just asking if, you know, you maybe had tried to go through the local bank, or, you know, if you had explored any other avenues for the capital.
It shouldn't matter.
Did you guys bring...
Yes, you tell me whether I qualify or not.
Right, no, exactly. Back in this March of 2015, I have a filing down that you guys brought on a previous loan, too. Is that familiar with you?
Back to who?
Earlier in 2015.
Mm-hmm.
Did you guys bring on another capital loan, or...?
No, what is that? What does the loan mean?
Just the loan, the previous history, you guys, you know, your loan history.
We may have taken something.
Okay, might have been Antoinette that did that then?
Yeah, I don't know the details.
Okay, I see.
The name, I might be acquainted with.
That's fine. Do you guys have any other current loans out right now?
Coming. Yeah, yeah. Well, you were saying something. Yes.
Sorry, I just said, do you guys have?
I was talking. Yeah, go ahead.
Do you guys have any other current loans out right now?
Yeah, I think so.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
Is that more up to Antoinette, or is she the one that, you know, who does the financing?
No, we can do it both, but maybe it's possible that we're but no, I don't see anywhere here where I would have put it. I would have put it there. No, nowhere is it on your application, right?
There actually is a spot for it, and although the thing I was going to say is with the email, I'll shoot over the most recent copy of the application because we will need a wet signature from both of the owners. Is the ownership breakdown both you and Antoinette, or is it all her?
That's a matter. We can send it both to us.
Are you guys 50-50 owners, or what's the breakdown?
Yeah, I'm 40.
Okay, so you're both part owners on that? Okay, so yeah, we'll definitely need both signatures from you guys, but I'll go ahead and email that over right when we get off the phone. Basically, all we require is just a one-page application. Along with that is 6 months of the most recent business bank statements because we base it off of sales. And then along with that is the most recent tax return. Did you guys end up filing for 2015?
Yeah, we did already.
Okay, and you guys got that back and everything? Okay, so basically all I'm going to need from the tax return is just the cover page with the annual sales breakdown and then the page with the ownership breakdown so we can get the, you know, the ownership breakdown from you and Antoinette. Okay, so I'll shoot that over, and then when can I get that back from you guys? Okay, I'll shoot that over right now.